Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Oh, you got me straight out of the bath, so I'm all relaxed.
You look comfortable.
I am, in my robe, my Mrs. Heterolife mate robe.
Oh, from your wedding?
Yeah. It's got my name here on the back. It's got, I didn't change my last name when we got married, but I had it put on the back of those. I put Mrs. Heterolife mate.
That's awesome.
Didn't actually say hetero life mate. It actually is his last name. I guess I should clarify that because, you know, we would put hetero life mate.
I mean, I would. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
we do.
Nice.
Our wedding cake was the recreation of the text message, the first message that I sent him.
Was it super awkward?
Was he had put in his dating profile that he liked Kevin Smith movies.
Ooh.
And so, yeah. So I used that because I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. So I messaged him that and I said, like, Kevin Smith, a man after my own heart.
So that's cute.
So that's the initial, that's how I reached out to him. I'd like seen he looked at my profile or something. And I thought, oh, he's cute. And I decided.
So I went to AEW wrestling with some of my friends, the first one that was filmed live in DC. And I'm sitting
really?
There. Yes. And I'm sitting there looking. This is a while ago.
We were watching that. Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. Is that Jason Bob? And it was. It was Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith in the front row. In
DC. They were
I
there.
I love the movies. Yeah.
We had seen them. We also saw them. They were doing the road show with the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back three or whatever.
There's only two of those.
What's the one they just did?
Clerks. And then they did.
Before that. They did it on a road show. And so it's like they came and they like talked. It was at like the Alamo Brewhouse or something. And we walked in, we ended up getting like somebody was getting up right from the front row. Like, so we're like, okay. And they did like a Q&A talking and all this stuff. And then we watched the movie and then they did more Q&A afterwards. It was cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
very
hence
cool.
Why he's my hetero life mate. Cause we were never going to get married. <laughs> <laughs>
Did I tell you the time I ran into Jason Mewes, like physically ran into him?
No.
Okay, so there was like a Comic-Con. It wasn't Comic-Con. It was like Baltimore convention. I don't know, some kind of comic thing. But we
KatsuCon.
Yeah, my friend Aaron and I were going to meet a wrestler. We were going to meet Randy Orton, I believe it was Randy Orton that day. And I'm talking to Aaron and I'm walking and we're both walking and talking. And I'm like, Aaron, do you know who loves comics? And she was like, who? I was like, Jay and Silent Bob. And as I said that, I literally ran into Jason Mewes. And I was no fucking way. And he was like, what? I was like, I was literally just talking about you. I had no idea you were here. And so then I got a picture with him and he signed the autograph saying Snoochie Boochies, I love ass in comics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was one of the highlights of my life.
That has been fucking tastic.
I even recited the whole song for him, which I'm not going to say here. But
yeah, so, even though we do have explicit warnings on her, that's
right. Like, mother FF.
Yeah.
Go there, but he was impressed. He was like, you didn't know I was here. You're a fan. I was like, I don't do Twitter.
I don't know things.
Yeah.
I'm that weird generation between Gen X and millennials that don't really know what to do with any of the things.
Right. It's like, I have a Twitter. I don't really know how to use it, but you know.
And there's Hanakawa joining us for our late night session.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I've been over the Bay Bridge all day. Well, not all day, but for like 4 hours, 5 hours. So I'm like tired. And Hanakawa had to have blood taken. She's tired.
She had like half her body weight taken out in blood today. I mean, I didn't realize that Grayson was a vampire, but if you need to give him your blood, you need to give him your blood. I mean, what are you going to do? You got to feed your kid, right?
My doctor is a vampire.
Anyway, so we're here today to talk about Thousand Pound Sisters. This is episode 3, y'all. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
I was going to say, I was like, I didn't write down the title this time. So
taco about it.
Taco, that's right.
Because, you know, Tammy spent half of this episode telling her therapist that she didn't want to talk about it.
Yes.
That's such an old, terrible joke. Those, like, the pins you used to have on your backpack. I didn't want to talk about it. A little taco on it. You know, the person who named this is like a fucking boomer.
Oh, 100%. Wow. Oh my God. I'd be lying if I said I didn't like a good boomer joke every now and then to bring me back down to reality when I was born.
And they're like, we're so original, you guys. We're going to say taco about it instead of talk about it.
That's so funny. That's up there with, oh, you're funny. Can I keep you?
Yeah. Like,
That's up there with that one for me. Okay, I get it.
Like, that's a little stalker. Kidnapping? You're going to put me in a little box underneath the ground in a cornfield? Like, what's going on there?
That's a new
what
shit.
Do you talk? Wait. How do we get to a cornfield?
And that's where they put you.
What? Who puts you where? What did I miss?
The person who kidnaps you. That's where you're going to be.
Who's kidnapping you?
I don't know. Some weird guy in a nice t-shirt that everyone in the neighborhood likes. Didn't you see the Lovely Bones?
Oh, the Lovely Bones. Yes. I do remember the neighbor.
I don't think it was a cornfield. I think it was just like an open field. But like,
yeah.
No, I did not see it.
Oh my God.
I feel like
God.
We've had this conversation before where there was some movie and I'm like, don't.
The book, I mean, it's a book, but the movie... the movie adaptation or whatever was really good.
He did
good.
Look creepy though. He looked creepy.
They picked a really good guy, like the neighborhood guy that everyone knows that comes and helps you, like, I don't know, fix shit in your house.
Mm-hmm. When you can't. The handyman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody that has access to your personal belongings and
knows everything about you and mm-hmm. Yep. That guy.
That you trust.
Yep.
Everybody trusts. And then chops you up in little pieces. Okay, but that's not happening on Thousand Pound Sisters this week. But
that'd be a lot of pieces.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. Not a lot happened this episode though. We had Tammy gain 10 pounds, which surprise, fucking surprise, eating hot dogs and lasagna.
You're pregnant too. Like, you're gonna gain a little bit of weight.
Oh, shit.
Tammy, sorry, my brain is still leaking.
It's all good.
I don't know why they're letting her eat all those hot dogs.
Well, and then they said, like, she was 9 pounds away from her goal a few years ago, and that's what she kind of fell short. So it's like...
And it caused her, the failure caused her to, like, go off the deep end and say, well, why even bother? Yeah. I get that feeling. I get that. Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it's super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. So we have her gaining weight, which is no surprise. We talked about this last week. The food is crap. The reviews all talk about how much weight people gain because of their food.
Did you read the reviews?
I did not read them. I just trusted your assessment.
Yeah. I think like there were three, maybe four Yelp reviews, and they were pretty terrible about the food.
Yeah. I mean, salad bar, but it's probably like a bunch of iceberg lettuce and some like
ranch, blue cheese,
heavy ranch, lots of cheese,
croutons.
I mean, fuck yeah. Some sunflower seeds, cheese, ooh, bacon bits.
Yeah,
that's like a blue salad bar. You remember those?
Oh yeah.
What was it? What in the before Ruby times? Was it Ruby Tuesday that had the salad bar?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did.
I used to be so scared to go to the salad bar too because I'm super shy, and so that meant I had to like get up and be around people. So
get food
like,
in front of other people.
Yeah, let's get the salad.
Aw,
my mom would get up for me. I was like, I can't
aww
go. There's people over there. They're going to see that I like salad. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing that I don't want them to know I eat salad. You know what they make you do in county? Toss the salad.
That's a different type of salad, though. No.
Jay and Silent Bob.
I lost my headphones.
I was going to say, you shouldn't be in line Jay and Silent Bob,
which we were just talking about before you got on the call.
Oh, my God. Do you watch Jay and Silent Bob?
I've never watched that before.
Oh, yeah. My God.
She does. Okay. I've never watched that. So she doesn't even have any idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever see Dogma?
Maybe.
Well, sometimes people have seen that one.
Dogma had like Chris Rock in it, Alanis Morissette,
Ben Affleck, yeah. Matt Damon. Alanis Morissette is God. I mean,
I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Never mind.
It's not like, never mind. That sounds like some fucking, like, I don't know, 90 shit.
Yeah.
90s, late 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clerks and all that started in there.
Kevin Smith movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but we digress. No.
I know they existed, but I didn't watch them.
Okay.
Oof, missing out.
I don't know.
Hanagawa is like, I mean, that it's like sounds like you're in like a hospital bed. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's here. That's dedication.
I have extreme anemia. We're trying to figure out why.
Let's take all the blood out of you
and
then.
So they
that's
go
smart.
Oh, you're anemic and you're extremely tired, we're gonna take out 10 vials of blood today. You're like,
oh my God,
that sounds fantastic. Like
that doesn't seem
cookie later and drink water. I'm like,
how do you replace that? Well, here, like orange juice, like after you donate blood,
you just don't, dude. You just he's turned to a vegetable for the rest of the day.
Shriveled up and ale.
That's poor awful. So yeah, so if Hannah Caldwell sounds like she's out of it, that's why.
Where I'm not high.
She has no blood. So Tammy gains weight. So they're all worried about that. In the meantime, back at home on the ranch, poor Lil Bit dies. The dog.
I know.
The dog, so Lil Bit. That dog was like 20-something years old.
22.
Had lived such a good life, though. I mean, that's like a long life. I don't know how good her life was because, you know, I wasn't there. But what we saw seems fine, you know.
Yeah.
But a long life, right? So this was a big deal, and Amy and Michael are obviously taking it really hard, and they're having this funeral. This is what we were speculating about last week, right? Like, was it going to be a Tammy fake funeral, some random person? Well, it's the dog funeral, and then you've got the sisters being like, I don't know anything about the dog, but I'm here to support them. And I'm like, okay, that's cute. Like, I'm totally the one that would have family over for a dog funeral.
And then did you see the stuff they got on Amazon? The blanket, pillow,
the blanket, and the headstone, picture. And you know all that like stuff.
So
yeah,
cute, so adorable.
I I get it. Like, I would absolutely invite everybody. I'd invite all my neighbors. And honestly, a lot of my neighbors would probably come because they're crazy dog people too. Mm-hmm. But totally invite all the neighbors if I had one of those. Oh, my poor little baby. Snack pack.
I know. I'm thinking about Charlie. Charlie's just staring at me now. I'm like, I can't lose you. He's still, I know, right? I can't.
Right. So Tammy's there by iPad. She's really sad about she's really sad about this whole thing. They were afraid to tell her also because they didn't want that to set her off. So this episode, like, it seemed like there was a lot of filler episodes. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, what else happened? Oh, Chris had met with his surgeon, right?
Right.
Like, that's it. And he had lost, how much weight did he lose?
He lost over 200 pounds. So his weigh-in was 299 pounds. Dr. Smith wanted him to be under 300.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's,
and he was right. So, he really, really wanted the skin removal surgery because it was hard for him to walk around and
mm-hmm. do his stuff. He had some jokes about all that, yeah.
He did. And he told him he has to lose 50 more pounds before a plastic surgeon will remove the skin. So he was very disappointed about that. And I can see why. I mean, you've made that much progress.
And he thought getting under 300, but then mm-hmm. they're like, yeah, it's, but seeing you at 300 now, there's a little bit more fat you need to lose before. So we don't, yeah, I get right. that. That makes sense.
And it was interesting too, when his wife kind Brittany. Of, well, she measured his waist, right?
Yeah.
And it was, anyways, he lost 20 inches, I think it was.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah. And then, something I crazy. Mean, like, yeah, got all that skin. We call her headband because mm-hmm. she's always in this giant ass headband. And I researched it last year. Mm-hmm. Some condition.
Have alopecia or
something, like, yeah, I think so. So she does that all the time. So we call, I mean, I just always called her headband because she always had one on before I knew. Now I kind of feel bad, but she still wears, and it is currently a bingo square on my 1,000-pound sister's bingo that I'm creating, which I need your help with, by the way.
One of those squares should say, I'll see you in room 5, because every time.
No, that's Dr. Now.
Oh, shoot. I'm in the wrong series.
Yes.
I've been confusing myself as to which shows I'm watching.
So okay. Dr. Now, my 600-pound life, that just started. This new season just started.
I watched yesterday. That today. I watched it today. That's why, yeah, I was like, wait, what am I doing?
I texted you guys a picture of me playing bingo and my dog mm-hmm. with my dog. I texted you guys. Because yeah, we had updated bingo cards for this season. But I'm making one for 1,000-pound sisters. So ooh. Yeah. So I've got there's somebody farts.
Uh-huh.
Amy mispronounces a word. Mm-hmm. Tammy says she doesn't want to talk. The word bitch.
Bitch.
I think that's the free square, but I'm not sure.
What about Michael mumbles?
Okay, I can add that. I have weight gain. Uh-huh. I have fast food. A trach gets clogged.
Oh, no.
Tammy rolls her eyes. Tammy refuses to cooperate with the therapist. Headband appears. Skin surgery is mentioned, weight loss, but I don't know. They're not that funny. And
yeah,
I feel like it's below standards.
And I feel like if I help you create more, I won't have time to play it. And then you'll beat me and then it'll be over.
It's bingo. It's randomized. Like,
you'll beat me. You'll beat me because I won't play. So I'll lose because I won't be playing.
You lose.
Right.
Anyway, back to 1,000-pound sisters. You guys are really, I mean, okay. So he's lost a lot. He's done well. And he's going to continue to do well. Right. And then,
Amy tells Tammy, don't give up. Amy says, Tammy gives up too easy. It ain't nothing but a good, healthy shit. The 10 pounds that she gained. And I almost like could relate to that, but
same. Oh my God. Especially since I don't poop for like 2 weeks at a time.
That's not good.
No, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm under the care of a GI doc. It's fine.
Yeah.
To put too fine a point on it, it's taken care of.
Yeah.
But between MS and medications.
Right.
You know, sometimes, yeah.
I'm sure you feel backed up.
So I feel like I look like 4 months pregnant 5 months pregnant, like at any given time, because I'm various levels of bloat, but that's enough. We don't need to go. Yeah. So Amy and Michael, they say maybe we'll get another dog, but not yet. And I mean, pretty much that was the episode. It was the funeral. Yeah. It was Tammy not talking to her therapist, and it was Chris going to his doctor. So,
and getting, and then, getting trinkets and blanket and plaque.
Yeah. And then Amanda talking about, have you ever seen what Michael looks like if you put your glasses on?
Oh, God, like, right, because she can't see anything.
If you had better vision or whatever.
No.
And then Amy says, well, then Amanda says, well, you know, oh, no, wait. Amy says, well, I married his brother.
Yeah, so. You married his brother.
Yeah. So. She's also like, yeah, that's why I divorced him. I was like, okay, let's
Which they kind of blurred out his face in that, so that they showed the picture of him.
Because they probably don't have permission to show him.
I was like, I don't know.
They showed him.
It wasn't blurred?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe I just didn't have my glasses on.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's possible. But it's possible blurry. It was, and I didn't notice because I need new glasses. And so half the time I don't have them in, like right now. Yeah. And it's like not necessarily any better or worse than when I have my contacts in or my glasses on that aren't correct. So
now I'll have to go back and look.
But yeah, so that was it. There's really nothing else to discuss.
Well, we know Tammy's house may have gotten robbed too.
Oh yeah.
The next episode. For
next episode is they go to her house to get some stuff. How has nobody been checking her house?
How is nobody over there looking at it?
Right.
Yeah.
They just left it sitting there alone.
Yeah.
People are going to know that Tammy's not rolling in and out of her fucking house.
Yeah. 5 months is a long time to be away.
Yeah.
Hell, who got their mail? Who got her mail?
Yeah, so she said they're going to go get her mail and all this stuff. But if they haven't been there in 5 months, it's a lot. I mean, maybe Tammy stopped paying. I don't know. Like,
maybe it's just piled up on the floor. You know, the mailman just shoves it in the fucking
Yeah, maybe like it's that. A door. I don't know.
Or she has her mail rerouted to where she is. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? But you never, you know, like, the way that they cut it. Oh, my God, somebody break in. Maybe somebody didn't break in, but she had scheduled movers or scheduled cleaners. You know,
I don't know. I saw when they cracked that door open, though, I saw all the crap on the floor and I was like, whoop, it looks like it's been searched through. I feel like it was on some sort of show or somebody wrote an article about Tammy being robbed a while ago.
Mm.
And I can't remember. So,
okay. But yeah, so not a lot of substance, not a lot to discuss. I mean,
if it's been robbed, and I'm just pointing out, I noticed the stupidest shit this episode. When they go inside the house, there's a fucking TV on the floor. So there's bad robbers.
Right.
Where none of her shit worked in the first place.
Right.
Okay. So there's an article from May 31st, 2022. It says, 1,000-pound sisters are Tammy Slayton's home was robbed by thieves who kicked in the back door and stole furniture while she has been away in rehab. And then the Sun exclusively confirmed the alarming details behind the break-in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was posted a while ago.
The Sun.
Yeah.
What was alarming? Okay. That the robbers sucked?
That they suck? Yeah.
They stole her washer and dryer as well as furniture.
But not the TV?
Maybe it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have been on the floor.
Are they going to sit there and plug things in to figure out what works and no?
I'm not taking the 60-inch TV if it's not working.
Then the family confirms that Amy found the break-in when she went to check up on her old home while Tammy was away. So they probably recreated the robbery with the other two, is my guess.
Because they have the other sisters doing it.
Yeah.
Giving them something to do. And Amy's really the one that found it.
Apparently.
Drama. Oh my God.
What?
Someone robbed Tammy's crib. Oh my God.
Somebody, I guess she's been posting new stuff on TikTok, and Tammy has been, sorry. Oh. And looks like, you know, lost a ton of weight. Apparently there's a discussion of turkey neck. This is amongst my girlfriends, about how our turkey necks could never compare to Tammy's turkey neck, given how much weight she's lost.
Uh-huh.
as we're, because we're always discussing our turkey necks. So, especially and as we lose weight and things like that. And then I guess doing a candy and sweets haul on TikTok. And I'm not sure what that means, but maybe people are sending her candy, which Dr. Now would say Dad is not on the diet.
Who would be doing that though? That's ridiculous. I hate
people. Well, there are some people out there.
I know, like some twisted, just like ridiculous people, but
like you know it.
Yeah.
And they said that she also has lost a ton of hair, which is something that can happen with weight loss, especially rapid weight loss.
Yeah. It'll come back.
Yeah, but you know what helps? Nutrafol. Use code FRAUD. Yes. Yes, an ad. I love that stuff.
Well, and the thing is, too, with this... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, yes, they do sponsor us, too. So,
and the thing is, with the weight loss surgery, if you're only able to consume so much food at once, and if you choose to consume food that's maybe not good for you or not nutritionally valuable, then you're depleting yourself of, like, proper nutrients, too, which I'm not saying that that caused her hair loss, but I'm saying, like, vitamin deficiencies and things like that could have, potentially. You never know. Hormones and vitamin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, apparently she still has her trach, too.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Mm.
So discussion about this. My understanding from what they said on the show, if we're believing them, taking them at their word, that they put the trachs into the people because they are so morbidly obese, they want a direct access to an airway at all times. And that I'm like, okay, I don't know anything. So, all right. If she's lost all this weight, why would she still need the trach?
Because she's probably still determined as critically obese. Like, just because she lost weight doesn't mean she's in a...
In the pictures that she posts on in TikTok.
She still looks morbidly obese. Yeah, she's
not. I mean, she was 700 something pounds. So even if she lost 200 pounds, she's still 500 something probably. So makes sense.
And she could have chose to keep it in there because a lot of times they choose that to be like airway management. So if she had issues in the past, I mean, I would probably keep her on.
So then do we think she's still in the rehab then, right?
I think so.
Or so why has Danielle not gone there to visit her yet?
Danielle's busy as hell. She's so busy. She's in nursing school and working now. She has no
time. She works like overnights.
Yeah. She'll be here this month though. Yeah, I'll tell you the details.
Okay. Awesome. But we digress.
Yeah. Sorry, we guys. Do need to send her up there, though. Over there, up there. I don't know where she is.
Looking. For sure. For sure. I mean, I may take it. We could take a drive out to Ohio for a little trip, you know, a little visit.
Nothing like a trip to the rehab center.
Oh, my God. Go to Tahiti.
Go visit
Tammy. Anywhere you want to be, but you chose
that. Ohio.
North Sandusky, Ohio, speaking of, was in the news this morning.
I saw that. That was crazy when you sent me that.
Apparently there's an investigation going on into, it's apparently a Nazi homeschool ring.
There's like 3,000 people in that, apparently. Group
that they're using, that they're teaching Nazism in this homeschool group. So I was on CNN this morning.
Crazy.
My big fat gypsy wedding. My big fat American gypsy wedding.
People are loving it.
More people commenting on that today.
Yeah, so, I saw.
So guess who gets to watch that?
Me.
Yeah.
Where do I even start? You have to just tell me where to start.
I'll tell you where to start.
I was like, is that show still going?
I don't think it's still going.
Oh, okay. But,
I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I watched that when I was in like, that'd be like 2012.
Yeah, maybe? It's been on forever. We're always talking about it because there's areas that are relatively near us in West Virginia and Maryland that are featured on the show. So I'm always saying, oh, yeah, that's over by where the, you know, the Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding stuff is. And then and Lexi's like, I don't know these. I don't know any of this. And people have been commenting on it on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff. So we might have to start covering it or something, yeah, or just talking like, about it.
That was a fucking hot mess of a show, man.
Yeah. I mean, and there, but there was a spinoff series about the sisters. And then somebody was like, yeah, this person went on to be in WWE. And now we have to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because
there was rumors that it was totally fake, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of it was, but.
It's so hard to watch me. Like, okay, it's just.
I've seen episodes, you know, like when you don't know where the remote is, it's on, like you're watching TLC.
Yes.
It just Gypsy happening. Show comes sure. on, and you're like,
that's like, how 90 Day Fiance ended up
why
on
is she
my TV.
In a neon green wedding dress? Like, why?
I'm like, why? What is happening in the parking lot? Why are there people fighting? They all look related. I don't know what's happening. Oh, what is going on? And why are they wearing poofy pink dresses with
yeah,
glitter?
It took. Yeah,
it's like a quinceañera gone real bad or something. I was like, what is this? Like,
I was like, it's like the Real Housewives in a trailer park, but with an added layer of something. Yeah.
It's like
that's
a
how 2000s I think I got
prom
into
on crack. That's what it was. Bright pink dress with like cheetah trimming. Oh my God.
And I remember, and I, as my ADHD lends to, I got obsessed with it because it was on. I was like, ooh, and I got super hyper focused on it. And of course, I started Googling it and all of it and the history. And then I came to learn I have Gypsy in my heritage, not too far off. My like great aunt was like, that tracks. That tracks. There was originally one that was actually filmed in England, and that was all real. And they're like based in various, yeah, I don't know right. if it's still on anymore, but like if those old episodes exist. But that's like some of the first ones I saw. And then they had my Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. And then that's like where I was like, what is this? It looks like the cousins marrying each other. And
yeah, they played it off as like a very eccentric trailer park type vibe wedding. Like none of them were actually like, I feel like a lot of them had money, but it's just the way that they celebrated was just very.
Yeah. Very like crazy. Trying to understand the culture and why it is the way they are. I'm like, why mm-hmm. do people not like you? You know, because the first couple episodes I saw was like, somebody was trying, you know, like the reception venue was canceled on them once they found out they were gypsies. I'm like, what's wrong with gypsies? I've never heard anything bad about. What's it bad about a gypsy? What's it bad, you know? So that's when I started.
Especially
Googling.
In America, like I can understand if maybe like getting married at 16 was a problem, but I don't know if people really, you know what I mean? Like I don't know if anyone knew that that was. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a really interesting like rabbit hole to go down, like. The real, you know, would be really interesting to see the in like real life, and you know what I mean, like interact.
You should
with
ask
them.
Somebody to come on the show.
Yeah,
I'll find them. Hunt them down.
That's okay. That's all you. I got somebody who's in a polyamorous relationship, or is she in polygamy? I can't remember which one it was, but they said she would be happy to come on the show and talk.
Nice.
So fun.
Yeah. And discuss the stuff that we were talking about related to all of that. But gypsy stuff. You're going to go down a rabbit hole on this, Lexi.
Oh,
like
Lord.
Put it on YouTube or something and then you'll get down like it's so fascinating to me. And maybe we really do need to like spin off a Patreon or an exclusive feed or something separate if we do go down that road. But it is crazy. You know, the episodes and then the culture itself and how, I don't know. I was fascinated by it in a way that just, it's so far removed from what I know, even though there's a lot of like Irish Catholic that seems a lot the same from my Irish Catholic side. But then again, at the same time, once I learned that I actually come from gypsy blood, partly, I'm like, okay, well, this tracks. Okay. I can see that, you know, them being alcoholics at, you know, 20 years old. Sure. I get that. I get that. I thought that was just because I was Irish. Apparently Irish gypsy is a little bit more potent. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, sorry, you guys. anyway. I think that's it. That's it, right? What else is there talking about?
Yeah, there's not much to this episode.
Mm-mm.
Anything else? Well,
it's starting off slow. I hope it speeds up and there's more content for each episode, because it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very slow.
It is. This one was very slow. So we'll have to like fill in the rest of the, you know, recording a podcast. Our podcast can be like 10 minutes. Like, sorry. Yeah. We'll have to fill it in with something else. So maybe we'll start talking gypsies again.
I'm down.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.